Before we start the show, I want to thank the thousands of you, the thousands who have read This Book Will Make You Dangerous. Many of you have told me that the book's unique way of exploring fear, confidence, and purpose has had a lasting impact, that it's much easier for you to get clarity and direction about what really matters and what you want to do in this lifetime. It's also amazing to hear that quite a few of you have read it multiple times and even bought copies for friends. So thank you again. Just in case you weren't aware, I created a free companion video course for the book. And in these videos, I walk you through the big takeaways and practices from each chapter. And I even cover some extra stuff that's not included in the book. Information on how to access the course is in newer versions of the book. And if you own an older version of the book and you don't know how to access the course, just hit me up via the contact form at triplanier.com and we'll get you all set up. And one last thing, if you're one of the thousands who have already read the book, please consider leaving an honest review on Amazon so that others can decide if it's right for them. Again, thank you so much for reading This Book Will Make You Dangerous. And now let's start the show.
You are listening to The New Man Beyond the Macho Jerk and the New Age Wimp. Your host is men's coach and group facilitator, Trip Lanier.
Are you tolerating some soul-sucking job because you don't think you could survive any other way? Do you believe that if you follow your passion, everything will just fall into place financially? And does your financial doomsday scenario paralyze your ability to realize your greater potential? This week, we're talking with Johnny B. Truant, a guy who started making five figures a month within 9 months by seemingly being himself. Sound too good to be true? Let's find out. Welcome to The New Man. Today, we're talking with Johnny B. Truant. He calls himself the punk rock biz consultant, and he's a specialist in helping people set up personality marketing. And I'm going to let you tell us a bit more about that. But welcome to the show, Johnny.
Hey, Trip. Good. Thanks for having me.
I get emails from guys left and right that are freaking out that they're losing their job and somebody needs to give them a job. They need to get a job. I've always been an entrepreneur, and so I get excited when I see other entrepreneurs that are making a living by just being themselves. And so I was like, that's what Johnny's doing. He's bringing a unique way of earning money without having to go get a job, essentially. So you seem to make entrepreneurship and business seem really simple. Is that true?
It's simple, but not necessarily easy. Yeah, I would agree with that entirely. And by that, I mean that there's a certain amount of unlearning that has to go into a mentality like what I talk about, because it is very simple and it does boil down to being yourself and doing what tends to come naturally to most human beings. But most people don't think that way. And so it's like you're fighting and banging your head against a wall to say, look, you just need to kind of unlearn some of the conditioning you have. And the truth is within you, so to speak.
Let's net out some of those learnings. What would those be? I think one of them is like follow your passion and the money will just come. And we can debunk that myth later on. But what are some of the other learnings that you're talking about?
Well, I think that there's a very, very pervasive impression that in business, you need to act a certain way. There's almost like a code of conduct for business. And I think that we all know and have heard examples of sort of the wacky business people. And when you think of that, you think of like the guy in the meeting who, you know, wears loud suits and talks too much or something. You don't think of that as something that's practical and that really can be done without making an ass out of yourself. But that, the notion of being yourself and not following what is a prescribed code of conduct for business is really novel for a lot of people. You know, you don't need to act businessy. You don't need to act professional. You don't need to put on airs. What I'm really discovering, and by discovering, I mean two things. Like, number one, I'm making this up as I go. I'm not following like a rule book or a guide plan.
Yeah.
What I'm discovering as I go through this is this is experiential, and you really can like just be, you know, you don't need to follow that code of conduct. I am a living example because I'm not telling people to do things. This is just more or less, I'm just telling you what I do. Like I tell my clients, here's what I do is sort of the model. Yeah.
Well, just to kind of give you a little, give the guy listening a little more information about you, one of the things that I read on your website was that you, in a period of 9 months, you went from never having made a cent online to making five figures a month.
Yeah.
So that to the guy out there listening is like, shit, if I can do that, I can quit this crappy job, or I can quit worrying about having to act a certain way at work so I don't lose my job. That's freedom for him. And what you're saying is that you didn't actually put on any airs to do that, and you probably didn't follow a big rule set either to get there. Is that right?
Pretty much. I had a good grounding in sort of what the hell I was supposed to be doing, because I'm sort of the protege of Naomi Dunford of ittybiz.com, who I believe you know of. And Naomi is a real no bullshit internet marketer. I mean, in case you don't know Naomi, she's like this, shaved headed swearing lady marketer who's just totally inappropriate. And, I gravitated to her right away because it's just, you don't see that.
Yeah.
Marketers aren't that way. So, I learned a basic set of skills from her, like using her stuff and sort of coaching with her.
And just to kind of underline, like, yeah, she helps people sell stuff online, right?
Right, exactly. So, okay, people with ebooks and products, but it can be applied to, a consultancy or any other thing that you're looking to sell via the internet.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, so I did get a basic set of skills from her, and from, I'm not totally ignoring literally all the rules, but, I just started ignoring the rules about how you're supposed to use an email list to contact people and pester them into buying things, and how you're supposed to take every sales opportunity that comes to you, and how you're supposed to bend to the client's needs so that you can, make sure you get something out of everybody. It's just, I haven't done any of that.
That's the part where we start to feel like we have to be a certain way. We have to do things a certain way. And there is a balance there. It's not like you throw it all out, but there is a certain skill set and there is a certain way of doing things. But after a point, it's like, well, is this really me? Am I being myself? And consequently, it's like, why would I care about being myself? It's like, I'm more trustable. The guy's going to be more likely to buy from me or to want to read my blog or listen to my podcast if he trusts me.
I just wrote a post on my blog, johnnybtruant.com. It's called I Do Everything Wrong, and it's all about the rules that I have broken in trying to build this business, and how I've gotten on sales calls. I just had another one today with a prospect, for coaching, and the guy said, he actually said to me, he said, you really do make it very hard to buy from you, because I've given him like none of the traditional sales stuff. And basically I was throwing up my hands and saying, dude, if you want to work with me, that's outstanding. If you don't, no hard feelings. And I'm not for everybody. And here's some folks who I know who are awesome if you don't want to work with me. Like, I'm doing everything that I'm not supposed to do. I'm referring competitors. I'm not closing him in the traditional way where, we think of a salesperson where you're trying to get money from. I had a call the other day where the guy asked me, how many coaching sessions should I get? And it's like,
20.
Okay, that's my, yeah, exactly. Like, you're not going to get a fucking bit of value unless you buy 20. I'm supposed to say, if you act right now, I'll give you a discount.
Mm.
So I do all of that wrong. And I wrote this post about it, and people really must have related to it, because they commented up a storm. And coming back to your point about trust, is what a lot of people said is, you expect somebody who's trying to sell you something to act in a certain way. You expect them to basically be looking out for their pockets, and they may have a win-win mentality, but ultimately their purpose is to sell you. And when they don't do that, and when they honestly kind of couldn't give a shit if you buy from them or not, because you know that there are other people out there, and you know that the world is a big place,
right?
Then it's like, oh, I trust you. Like, you're a normal person. You're not some sales robot. You're some guy who lives in a house with kids and goes to the grocery store and tells dick jokes. Like, you're a real person, and that's a very relatable, ironically, really saleable sort of thing to have.
Yeah. One of the things that I get about you is that you provide a real solid value. You help people with building blogs, and you do some coaching and consulting. So yeah, you have a defined thing that you help people do. And I guess my point is that you've defined what is valuable to others. And so it seems like there's two parts here, that there's being yourself, and then there's also keeping a real eye on providing value to others. And some people just forget that part. They have a good idea and they're like, well, this is me and this is what I, screw it, I'm gonna go leave my desk job and go be a musician or whatever. And it's like, no, not quite. It's come back to being yourself and to provide value. Speak more to that, you know, how to provide value for someone. How do I figure out what's valuable to other people?
Boy, I almost could have scripted that for you because that's an excellent thing that I really want to talk about. You know, the phrase win-win is like an annoying thing that you hear in business meetings, like paradigm shift, right? Like, yeah. It's one of those things that's such a cliche.
Out of the box.
Right. We're thinking outside of the box. We're creating a win-win dynamic for our clients and our business model. But there's a reason that cliches are cliches because, you know, the other day, like, I have a 5-year-old and I yelled at him for running with scissors, right? Like, so that's a cliche, but it's because kids run with scissors. And the reason that win-win is a cliche is because, damn it, it's like it works. And if you stop paying it just sort of absent, empty-headed lip service and really pay attention to it, it is, I would say, the single most important thing that I've done to establish trust online and to build the business that I have today. I am always looking out for, how can I win while other people win? Like, it's not martyrdom either. It's not me saying, I'm going to give to you, although there have been those components to it. I give to you now, sort of putting it out there.
Right. Again, this is about helping the guy out there start to bridge that gap between, well, I can't leave my job and I couldn't possibly become an entrepreneur because it's too scary and I just don't want to get into that, you know, untrustworthy salesy shit. And the realization is that you could have a pretty fulfilling time. It's very rewarding to give people what they want and be paid in return.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. It's a blast. I got off the call with that guy today. The guy who I totally did the wrong sales call with,
yeah.
The terrible sales call, he's probably going to hire me. And I just got on Twitter and I was just laughing about this idiotic sales call that I did. Like, I am so fucking bad at this. And I do well, you know?
Let's talk about relationships, because that seems to be one of your strengths too, is that you're out there building relationships.
Yeah, absolutely. The relationship is always, always, in my mind, more important than any one individual sale.
Yeah, a lot of stuff that's out there is like, I'm going to make the sale, I'm going to hit it and quit it. And that's what we probably tend to feel with so much marketing that's coming out, is that they're only interested in getting the money out of our pockets. It's a little weird when someone's like, hey, cool, I talk to you today. And if I talk to you next week, great. And here's a, you know, email me anytime. And it's like, wait a second, I'm actually building a relationship here. And that's where trust comes from. And again, so business doesn't have to be this smarmy, creepy way of doing things, right?
Okay, so I realized recently that essentially one of my core messages, like one of the things that I teach my clients how to do, if you really, really boil it down to a one sentence definition, is I teach them how to make friends. Like, isn't that the coolest fucking thing in the world?
Yeah.
Because what I do and what I teach people how to do ultimately, and it's not like, hey, you know, go out and shake hands. Like, you know, there's some, I'll tell you some stuff how to do it. Ultimately, I am trying to get in front of as many people as possible and to make as many friends. And you can say on, you know, any level of the spectrum, like they read me and they like me, that's kind of a friend, or I interact with them somewhat, or we email, or we talk on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Once somebody is in sort of your friend circle, if you have a friend who's a plumber and your pipes break, are you going to go to the phone book and look up plumbers, or are you just going to call the guy you already know and the guy you already like?
Yeah.
Like, ultimately, that's what it's about. It's been about for me is going out and making friends. And then you have to have, yes, a valuable service. You have to have something that people will want to pay for. And you just have to be there and be on their radar and be cool for that day when they want it.
I love it. It's not the quick fix. It's not that quick hit it, quit it thing. It's about this building this long term, and long term may be a week, a month, or whatever, but it's just hanging out in the field where they keep bumping across. They're like, yeah, there's that Johnny guy again. You know what? Yep. Oh shit. He's the guy. Oh, you need this service? Great. Go talk to Johnny. He's the guy to talk to. Now you got a referral that way.
Exactly. That's what it's all about. That's why the short-sighted, you know, I hit it and quit it mentality doesn't really work in this way of doing business that I do, because you never know who's going to refer somebody, who's going to refer somebody, who's going to have a cousin, sister's brother, who's going to give you $5,000 for something.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and guys want the ABCs, the 1-2-3s, and that's what I try to provide here on The New Man for helping guys, you know, get certain areas of their life straightened. But at times those 1-2-3s, ABCs just don't really work for us anymore. We have to figure out our own thing. And the word I'm getting is persistence. Even though you came into the five figures a month in 9 months, there's a longer version of that, right? You didn't just come out of the gate and it worked. Let's talk a little bit about persistence.
I wrote a post on copyblogger.com a little while ago, and it was, the title of the post was How to Do 500 Times Better Than AdSense. I worked my first 9 months, as you were said at the beginning, within 9 months I was having five-figure months. So that nine-month time period from when I first started making my first cent online, I started with Google AdSense, which are those annoying little ads that you see where, you know, somebody can click something. But, you know, they do generate a few bucks for the site owner if people click on the ads on your site. 9 months of Google AdSense, maybe 3 or 4 months of working it seriously, I had earned $111. Now, by contrast, doing what we're talking about today, I had made approximately 500 times that, which is where that title came from.
Uh-huh.
Most people in the comments said, yeah, this is awesome. Thank you for keeping it real. And a few people were like AdSense diehards and said, screw you. AdSense is awesome. And then there were like a few people who were pissed at me because I hadn't told them how to take their AdSense earnings and multiply them by 500 times.
Wow.
I hadn't told them this ABC formula for making 500 times whatever the average AdSense thing was.
And they felt ripped.
They felt ripped off.
Yeah.
Because the whole point of that post was sort of a tirade against the formulaic approach that says, I mean, that's what every, God, you search for make money online. It's like, oh, I can just feel myself getting slimy, like entering that Google search. If it's every guru telling you that, you know, we're going to do these steps and a monkey could do it, and then within 2 weeks, you're going to have hot girls waxing your Ferrari with their ass, you know? And it's that's what I'm fighting against is the formula approach. And it's... what you said is absolutely true. Like, people look at me and they say, you did this in 9 months, and that's true. But they didn't see the traditional, like, HTML website programming business that I used to do, did for years, that folded when, like, my three largest clients went under. And they didn't see the years I spent writing for Human Resources magazine, like, feeling my soul getting sucked out through my nose writing about human resources.
Oh, yeah.
That went under when the magazine stopped getting ad revenue, and they didn't see my attempts at making money online in the sleazier ways that fell flat on their face, and they didn't see my attempts to be a real estate entrepreneur, which have sucked tens of thousands of dollars out of my life. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Ouch.
How much money. Yeah. And those are the kind of monumental failures that have been in my past. So if you see this one thing, it's like, yes, this guy did it. But if I hadn't succeeded here, this would be one more thing that I would be saying you didn't see when I was talking about the thing that eventually did work.
And so it seems like there's got to be something under the hood of, like, what's that thing for you that's under the hood that keeps you moving forward?
I don't know any other way. And if I don't find a way to make money doing what I'm doing, then I'm going to have to go to one of those soul-sucking jobs. And I just dropped my son off this morning at daycare. You know, he's 5. And there was a woman there dropping off a newborn, you know, because she had to go to the Dairy Queen or wherever she worked. And it's like, shit, man, that's no way to live.
Yeah.
I don't want that. And I guess that's probably what drives me.
Right, right. I think this is where we get down to what has us do what we do. And I talked a little bit earlier on about how we wanted to debunk that if I just follow my passion, it'll, you know, then the money will come. And I get email after email from guys like, you know, all I need to do is find my passion and then everything will click into place. And it's more complex than that. But it can be the thing that's underneath the hood. It can be, it's what has us get up in the morning and do the actions that we do. It's everything's in alignment to serve that purpose. But it's not necessarily going to be the thing that makes the money for us. And I wish guys could hear that, because I believe that a lot of them think that there's a utopia, that once I really connect to what's passionate and meaningful for me in this lifetime, that everything's going to be set. But yes, it can be more fulfilling, and a shitty job or doing sales calls for your coaching business can be more fulfilling if you do tap into like, what in the hell is this really for?
I really like your take on that, Trip, because you're right. The notion of follow your passion and the money will follow is, I think at its core, it has a grain of truth to it, but it's in its simple form, it just doesn't work. You know, if you love to play the guitar, not everybody is going to be Eric Clapton. You know, it's just some people are going to be shitty at the guitar, or even if you're awesome. I mean, how many underappreciated awesome guitarists make no money?
Yeah.
You know, it's about persistence and it's about keeping it up. It's about, you have to like what you do. I was seriously fucked a year ago with this real estate stuff. I mean, it was like $2,000 to $3,000 a month I was having to pull from somewhere, like my equity line on my house and my credit cards.
Wow.
To feed these terrible investments. And it was like, people say, well, how did you do it? And the answer was that, well, I didn't have a choice. You know, it's like I was going to make it or die trying, because I was willing to work at all hours. I was willing to try the AdSense. And when that failed, I was willing to try something else. And when that failed, I was willing to try something else.
That's that drive. And I don't know if it necessarily needs to be fear all the time, but it certainly is great to have that fuel in the tank of man, I am freaking committed to this. Yeah. I'm going to make it work. And, I want to point out one of the things that I admire about you is that when fear is up, when that is the thing that's like the holy shit, I don't have a choice. That can be a time where we abandon ourselves. That could be where we quit being ourselves, or in a sense, we quit trusting ourselves. And one of the things that I was seeing in you as I've been like getting to know you as much as I can through just reading your stuff, is that you trusted yourself along the way. Does that make sense?
I had to. Yeah. It's, I don't want to make this into a whole spiritual thing, but what I discovered was, you've seen The Matrix, right?
Yep.
Okay. So there really is no spoon. You know, that's what I discovered. Like, there's that scene where the kid's bending spoons with his mind and
Yeah. People
comes in and the kid tells him that the secret is to realize the truth. And that's that there is no spoon. You know, the things that you think are holding you back, the things that are going to come and get you and destroy your life, you know, 9 times out of 10, those really aren't there. And it's something that you're magnifying in your mind. And you just have to push on. You just have to trust yourself to keep going and, you know, that there's a way.
Beautiful. I love it. Well, if there's just one thing, the guy out there can do today, and maybe he's just starting to think, well, wait a second, how could I be myself? How could I start to provide value for others where I like this conversation? What would be the one simple thing that he could start doing today?
Well, there's one thing, or maybe many things, that come easy to you that are hard for somebody else. That's a terrible, you know, paraphrasing of a quote by somebody who I don't know and who is probably a really cool business guy. You know, this is how I work. But the notion is, you know, people, I've had people with like blue collar jobs, be really amazingly, like almost in awe, like you work with computers, you know, and it's like, I don't know how to fucking change my oil, you know, like the things that you do, I'm in awe of. What you can gap spark plugs, you know, you can change piston rings. Like, I don't know how to do that shit. What you do is just as amazing to me as what I do is to you. So there are things that you're good at, and I think it's a matter of trying them until you succeed. And if you have an online business, then, you know, different rules apply. But if we're speaking more generally, the number one key is that you have to get up one more time than you fall down.
I love that. It's just like start to develop this muscle of seeing what you're good at that other people aren't, but they need. Start to develop that awareness of like, well, this just comes in. You'll probably be like, it's right under your nose because it's so easy for you. And like, well, no one gives a shit about that. It's like, actually,
right.
People may line up for that.
And then you can run it through the checklist. You know, can you create win-win situations for this? You know, can you make as many parties benefit as possible from it? You know, is it something where you can make friends with this? That's what's so great about the internet is you can make friends with people all over the world. I do business with people in Scotland and Australia. you know, so that when they have a need that you can fill, you know, obviously if you're a mechanic, that's going to be difficult on the internet, but, you know, appropriate to your, wherever you are, if they have a need that you can fill, you're going to be there because you've hung out and been cool.
Let's highlight the big takeaways from this show. Number one, making a living by being yourself is simple, but not easy. It requires you to unlearn the conditioning that tells you how we think we need to be in order to act professional. You don't really need to act all businessy. In the end, it's about striking the balance between having the right skills and knowing when to bend those so-called rules in order to be true to who you are. If you don't trust yourself or who you're being at work, no one else will either. Number two, as we've said before on this show, for most of us, merely living our passion doesn't mean the bills will get paid. You have to figure out what is valuable for yourself and others. That intersection of providing value to others while doing what you love is where the magic will be found. Number three, the only surefire recipe for success is persistence. Before striking gold with his current business offerings, Johnny had crashed and burned several times. However, he picked himself up and kept going, all the while learning from his experiences. It takes commitment and cojones, but you just have to get up one more time than you fall down. Number four, there is no spoon. And just go watch The Matrix again to get this one. Most of the time, our biggest fears and doomsday scenarios are just fantasies. And the sad part is that we spend so much time and energy doing what we can to avoid them, or worse, we never take the necessary risks to begin with. Johnny is telling us to take those risks because most of the time we're going to be fine. There is no boogeyman in the closet. There is no monster under the bed. There is no spoon. So go for it. And number five, if you're lost and wondering what in the hell you may be able to do to earn a living other than what you're doing now, get out a pad of paper and start jotting down the things that come naturally for you. Don't edit the list. Just fire off as many things as you can think of. Ask your friends and those close to you to help you see the things that you do well and very easily. Now, which of these skills and talents are valuable to others? Again, get the help of some folks around you because you probably won't be able to see it. It's right underneath your nose. Then, get creative. Can you create a win-win scenario with this skill? Can you provide this service in a way that will help others and bring money in for yourself? Can you benefit many people with this skill? Can you build relationships with others around this skill? Keep the notepad nearby and write down the possibilities over the course of a few weeks. Remember, it's most likely right under your nose, so you won't have to look far. Well, where can we learn more about you, the services you provide, and follow up on your writings?
JohnnyBTruant.com is my site. I post very frequently on CopyBlogger. That's how you can find me.
All right. Johnny, thanks for taking the time to come and speak on The New Man today. I appreciate you've actually talked to me and didn't try to put the big sales moves on me either. I appreciate your trustability, and you bring a lot of heart to what you do.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Trip.
If you're thinking about taking what you're hearing on The New Man and making it a reality in your life, check out the free video available at thenewmanlife.com. That's thenewmanlife.com. Thanks for listening.